First, though, we were so fortunate as to visit with 43 earlier this week. And the interview was fun to do. I hope everybody felt like we did all right with that. I thought we did all right with it. I thought we handled ourselves fairly well until the very last. And we wandered off the rails a little bit then.
Well, one of us did.
One of us did.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
Do we have the entire?
Yes, we do.
Let's listen to how the interview ended with George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Hey, yeah, if the Rangers end up making the playoffs and going back to the World Series, let's get you up here and talk serious baseball.
Let's do it.
All right?
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
There he goes.
Hi, George.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thanks, buddy.
See, you guys
Thanks,
did not even
buddy.
You guys didn't even bat an eye.
Thanks, buddy.
When
you
it
bet.
Happened.
I did, too.
No, you didn't. Neither one of you did until I started getting email or tweets.
No,
and I was like,
no. I thought, buddy? Buddy?
Did you really? Because I'm honest.
Oh, yeah, I did.
In all honesty, he's such every man's man and just a regular guy talking to him that I didn't even think anything of it when Corby said that.
He's still the leader of this great land of ours, and we don't call the leader of this great land of ours Buddy. You know, Dick Cheney might call him Buddy. We don't.
I don't know, man. Someday when we get him back on the air, we'll address this.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Because I really don't think it's that big a deal.
He like, doesn't care.
I think that if there's any – do you think Obama would care?
Hey, buddy. No.
Like at the end,
not.
If, you know, like Dirk, is he shaking his hand and he's like, hey, Dirk, congratulations. You know, way to win that title. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Aye.
Like, do you think that he goes home at night and looks at Michelle and goes, that son of a bitch called me buddy?
I don't know. He might.
No, they don't.
He might.
These are human beings, Mike. They're
well,
not.
Well, all I know is all he wanted to do is just get off the phone. So he probably didn't even hear it anyway. I would imagine that if Obama was ever on with us, that's all he would want, too, is just to get off the phone.
Well, I know.
That's all anybody wants from us is just to get off the phone.
Well, it's kind of a go-to move for me, too. It's just, hey, thanks, buddy. You know, it rolls off the tongue.
Your dog was Buddy.
Yeah, my dog is Buddy, but that doesn't
damn
mean
buddy.
Anything. Doesn't mean a damn thing.
Hey, buddy.
All right, so just to prove that, because no one ever said a word to me after these interviews that we did.
Yeah, we've done some pretty decent interviews recently, and I've got them all. I went through them yesterday, Corby, just to see how the dismount sounded, if they were any better or worse than when you were talking to the former president.
And I promise you, not one person has sent me one note concerning any of these dismounts.
Okay. What do you want to start?
Yeah, you go ahead.
So about a month ago, we had on the great Bob Newhart, who was in town doing his comedy stylings. I can't remember exactly where. But this is how that
Verizon.
Interview. Was it Verizon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this one ended, and you tell me if there's anything controversial here.
The 10th of July, everybody go see this man.
Yes.
He is legendary.
Bob, and you know, for my money, growing up as a kid, I was born late 60s, and growing up with both your shows. So probably the next time we talk, you'll be in a coffin. So thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, guys. It really was. It was fun.
All right. Very good.
I got nothing on that.
I don't remember it sounding like that originally, but...
No, I don't remember it sounding like that either.
I mean, I thanks buddied him and no one said a word.
Yeah, but it's not the thanks buddy. It's that you said that the next time we spoke with him, he'd be in a coffin.
If he's in a coffin, we're not speaking with him.
Oh.
We're speaking at him, not with him.
All right, well, I got no response on... No one said a word to me about that dismount. Do we have any more?
Yeah, let's see.
I'd like to hear some more.
I've got more.
Okay.
Let's see. You guys had the one-on-one interview with Tones Romes in training camp. And, Corby, I know you're a big fan of his. You guys have actually become friends, so let's see how this interview ended.
I basically hadn't seen a Stones picture in quite some time, so I wasn't sure if it was him or if it was the guy from Aerosmith. So I didn't know how to respond.
You did notice him in the picture, didn't you?
He was.
I took it.
The picture was about 3 feet from Mick Jagger's leg.
Yes.
So
yes.
Awesome.
He was either dating him at the time or he got great seats.
All right, man. Always a pleasure. I'm gay for you. Dying of fire. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
That is Tony Romo.
God.
Cowboys. with us here.
So cheap.
Okay. So you thanks buddied him.
Yeah.
You told him you were gay for him, and then you wished a fiery death on him. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm conflicted. I love him so much that I don't want anybody else to have him.
Like if you can't have him, no one else can?
Yes, and then he will have to die in a fire.
The only alternative is fiery death.
Yes.
All right, let's move along. We had a Beach Boy on our airwaves. Mike was so giddy about this. The great Brian Wilson joined the Hardline just a couple of weeks ago, and let's see how this interview ended. Now, keep in mind, he was on with his wife. So it was a tandem interview, Brian Wilson and his wife.
Can't wait to see it. We really appreciate you guys popping on here with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for doing it.
It's a fascinating film,
yeah,
too.
It's a wonderful film. We really all enjoyed it. We are encouraging our large, massive audience to go see it for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right.
Hey, Mushmouth, next time take the marbles out of your mouth before you do an interview, okay? All right. Thanks, buddy.
Very much for the interview.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Brian Wilson and Melinda Ledbetter join us.
Huh. Very matter of fact. Huh.
Mike, what do you have to say about that? That's one of your iconic heroes.
That was just incredibly disrespectful.
But again, no one said a word. It's just about, hey, buddy and the president, but nobody gives a damn about the other dismounts. This is unfair.
Hey, Mushmouth.
Take the marbles out of your mouth next time.
Yeah, you're mean. You're mean to our guests.
Another?
Okay. This is my all-time favorite because probably one of my top three favorite bands of all time is Led Zeppelin, and the great Robert Plant dropped by on the phones for a visit with you two boys, and Corby had a nice salutation to old Bob.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was more like 74, 75, that tour.
Oh, yeah, I was shaving by then.
Hey, I know you hear this a lot, but without your music, I'm pretty sure there'd be a pretty big void in my life. And, you know, your penis always looks smooth in your jeans. So thanks, buddy.
Okay, cool. See you guys. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
There he is. The great Robert Plant.
Wow. I mean, it's true. I have the posters to prove it.
Not a word from anybody on that one either.
Can we hear that one more time?
It's an incredibly smooth penis.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was more like 74, 75, that tour.
Oh, yeah, I was shaving by then.
Hey, I know you hear this a lot, but without your music, I'm pretty sure there'd be a pretty big void in my life. And, you know, your penis always looks smooth in your jeans, so thanks, buddy.
Okay, cool. See you guys. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
And Plant, yeah. Just unfazed by it all.
Okay, cool.
Like he does that all
cool.
the time.
Yeah.
But you do notice the thanks, buddy pattern, too, right?
Yeah.
It's my go-to move.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
Well, we have one more.
All right.
And this was pretty recent. This was on Tuesday. Just a run-of-the-mill, once or twice a week, occurrence of the Ranch Report. And listen how disrespectful he is to David Moore.
He was at the top of the scale among most of the running backs back in 2013. So I think that was one reason he zoomed up the charts, if you will.
Another Mike Mamula, David.
Oh, my. Yes, I remember that name.
All right. Very good, my friend. We appreciate it, as always. We will do it again later in the week as we get nearer to game day.
Hey, Dave, go f*** yourself. Thanks, buddy.
Look forward to it, guys.
He looks forward to it.
I know. Look forward to it, guys. God, how did you get that? Why did you do that to him?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a guy who's been with us for years now.
I know.
Philosophically.
You're a jerk, you know that?
Yeah, and let me tell you something. You just don't make everything better by following it up with a thanks, buddy.
Clearly that works, though.
Because they're not affected.
No, they're not at all. George Bush wasn't affected.
No.
Robert Plant wasn't affected. David Moore wasn't affected. Bob Newhart or Brian Wilson.
I want to hear David Moore once more on the ticket.
All right. Very good, my friend. We appreciate it as always. We will do it again later in the week as we get nearer to game day.
Hey, Dave, go f*** yourself. Thanks, buddy.
Looking forward to it, guys.
Hey, Dave, go f*** yourself. Thanks, buddy.
Look forward to it, guys.
We need that for every ranch report.
Well, I guess the takeaway here is, against that backdrop, it really wasn't that bad.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet.